Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Kucharski! Oh, and that's three! Jaden Kucharski! Picking up the ball from Robbie Mack and just steering it beyond the hapless dive.
Yeah, Robbie Mack, by the way, had a double. And for the first time, we welcome, he is, we'll confirm it, is he the youngest member of the Sydney FC squad, 21 years of age, Jaden Kucharski. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Morning, guys. How are you guys?
Very well. Thank you for coming on the program. Because there are some senior heads and very experienced players and, you know, terrific imports like Joe Lolly, who we had on the program last week. You would be one of the youngest, Jaden?
I think our youngest in the whole squad that signed is 16 or 17. But I think we had a boy that started, Hayden Matthews, who's 19, 20 at the minute. So I'm one of the younger boys, but not the youngest, I'd have to say.
Jaden, where did you play your junior soccer football?
Originally started with Glenwood Redbacks, like at the age of 4 or 5, and then I started playing with the SAP West districts, and then went through Blacktown City and then Football New South Wales Institute for 2 years, and then I've been at the Sydney Academy since I was 13, so like 8 years now.
I've got to say, you've got a fan. Harry Voss gets a lot of mentions on these programs, but he's a fan of yours. He goes along. He's 13 years of age. Loves Andrew Redmayne, of course. Who doesn't love Andrew Redmayne? Joe Lolly, he admires. But when you watch from above, you are a bit like the Energizer Bunny. You don't play at half speed. Would I be fair in saying that's one of the features of your play? You have fast feet. Things happen around you.
Yeah, I try my best. I try to get on... obviously, sometimes the boss wants me to calm down a little bit, but sometimes when in these games, you want to continue the energy. Like, we play a style that needs a lot of pressing and high work rate. So, obviously, if you want to come on, you would need to be doing that if you want to be playing every week. So, that's what I try and do. I try and create as much stuff as I can, bring the energy, continue from the starting team, and yeah.
Jaden, how much soccer do you watch? Like, did you get up this morning and watch Real Madrid take on... Bayern Munich in the Champions League semi-final? Or do you watch a lot of the Premier League?
Yeah, I watch a lot of the Premier League, all the highlights. Sometimes the times are a bit like too early in the morning if I got training the next day, but I try and watch the 11 o'clock ones or the 5 o'clock ones. And then obviously with the Champions League this morning, I watched the second half just because I got training again this morning. So I'll watch a decent amount, yeah.
Could you just picture, like, and we were, you know, going, we were watching here and we were giving score updates. How badly would you like to be involved in a game like that? Real Madrid coming, like, imagine running out from Real Madrid in that game. You're down by one, you end up winning 2-1. It's amazing scenes.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I can't say how many countless games I've watched where that's happened or anywhere close to that. So to be a part of a game like that or anything close to something like that would be unreal, and that's what I try and strive to get to.
Homegrown talent Jaden Kucharski, our special guest this morning on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, ready for Sydney FC's battle against Central Coast Mariners tomorrow night. Now, Jaden, now Brandy, you say that. Jaden has actually achieved a moment, not on the Champions League stage, far removed, but in your resume is a 122nd minute goal, would I be right in saying? And I think it was against the Mariners, was it? Was it last year?
Yeah, it was. I was like in our preseason this year, it's the Australia Cup, so when we play against the NPL teams and everyone in Australia. So it was our first game, and it kind of like I think I scored, 122nd minute to make it 3-3 to send us to penalties.
There you go, Brandy. This man has delivered in the moment. 122nd minute equaliser. Pretty good.
Yeah. Now, so just back to, so as a young Australian football player, your goal would be to eventually play in the EPL. What are your goals?
I think obviously with playing for Sydney FC at the minute, I want to try and win as many stuff as possible. So obviously we won the Australia Cup. We're going trying to win the championship this year. And if things comes around, I'll try and like to move overseas, try and develop my career as far as possible. And if I can get to one of those big teams like the Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Man City, I think that's, that'd be like nearly shooting myself in the head. That actually happened. So, yeah.
Jaden, now we're going to throw you on a different topic. We'll move away from the game. Now, we've been talking this morning about, and so you've come through, you're 21 years of age, so you started playing soccer 16, 17 years ago. And Brandy and I were saying, we're a bit older than you, quite obviously. When we were kids, grounds never got closed. You played sport, yeah, wet, and the wet days were the best. Right now, right across the Sydney metropolitan area, it seems like every ground is shut. Kids aren't training, they're not going to play this weekend. It's, mate, is it dangerous? Like, when you came up, I would have cried if a game got called off. Were you the same? Like, you love the wet days playing as a kid.
Well, I think one of the best football happens on that. It's just raw, like, either you sink or swim, you could say. Like, if you can't play in all conditions, then you might not get as far. So I remember playing in getting absolutely muddy, have to go back to the car, not bring spare clothes because the rain come out of nowhere, and my parents would be like, you're not getting this guy, you can walk home. But obviously they let me back in, but you get filthy. So, but it was awesome. I remember a game where we were on artificial, was one of the first ones to come around. And it was torrential rain. The rain was going sideways. You couldn't even see like a ball in front of you. But you were still on there because there was no thunder. So I think games should be played in, as long as there's no harm to the kids or anyone, like with lightning and thunder and stuff. As long as there's just rain, it's not too bad. I think it should be played all around. It makes players better.
I agree. And it's, so what if the grounds get a bit of wear and tear come winter? Then that's part of it. But for kids' sport, we've got to play. Got to play. And I think you're spot on, Jane. And you remember, here you are recounting. Who would have thought you're recounting that story on radio this morning and you're speaking, you know, glowingly about it. It's a great memory for you.
Yeah, it is, 100%. Like, I knew, even at school days, like primary school, high school, if it's bucketing down with rain and we're still allowed on the grass for lunchtimes and recess, we'd be out there. We'd be pouring rain, would go in a classroom dripping down, and the teacher's like, why are you out there? It's like, because we love football. So I think as long as we can play, and football is a winter sport, so there's bound to be some rain involved. So I think we should get around allowing kids to play, and then we'll sort out pitches after the game's done.
That's right. And we had a text to say, but if we play on muddy grounds, it causes, especially for soccer, it causes the ground to be uneven, you know, it dries hard and it's lumpy. But I was just thinking about that. Like, uneven grounds would be a challenge, but I think they'd sharpen your skills. Like, if the ball moves late, like if you're about to kick a ball and it sort of pops up a little bit high or goes sideways a bit because the ground's uneven, that mightn't be a bad thing in the development of soccer players, because you need to be sharp, you need to be ready to take action if the ball moves slightly.
Yeah, I think like back in like when football was just starting, I'm pretty sure we don't have groundskeepers that we do these days that keep the fields immaculate around the world. And for grassroots, it should be the same. Like, I think we should be able to play on everything. Like I said, it's, you get that rawness out and you get to adapt to every situation, because football is not the same game played every time you head out on the pitch. Everything's going to be different. Might be weather, might be the teammates, might be the opposition, and might be the field on the day. So I know we've played a couple games this season where the field's been okay, and then the field's been unreal at sometimes, but you still got to adapt because you've got a job to do. And I think it should be seen through development of youth and through professional football.
Now, Jaden, you've handled yourself very well here this morning, but now you've got questions or some comments from fans on the text line. This one, hey guys, huge FC fan here. Kucharski is a gun. Glad you're talking to him now, as he won't be playing in the league for long. That's from Andrew. This one, can we ask Jaden, this is from Craig, can we ask Jaden how he rates the winner he scored against the Wanderers in front of the Cove at his home ground? To me, being in the Cove at the time was one of the best feelings I've had to date, that goal against the Wanderers.
Yeah, well, that was unreal. Seriously, I, like, being a Sydney fan, I've dreamt of scoring in a derby for a long time. Had a couple chances in the first game at home where I probably should have capitalised, but I didn't. And then to be able to do that in a late winner again for 90+8, but I was like, I couldn't feel, it was like absolute limbs, couldn't feel anything, didn't know what to do. You see, if you look at the video, I'm like kind of watching to see if the ball goes in, and when it goes in, I'm like, what do I do? Straight to the Cove. They've supported us the whole game throughout the whole season and countless years before that. So to celebrate with them and all the boys around, it's unreal.
Well, let's hope you have a moment like that against the Central Coast where you can celebrate in front of the Cove. It's been great chatting, Jaden. All the best when you take on the Mariners this weekend.
No worries. Thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Good man. Jaden Kucharski, another young fella that we've had on the program, Dan Atkinson from the Sharks, was great this week. Jaden Kucharski handled himself very well on the program. At a 7:45, if you want to get out there, it's at Allianz Stadium tomorrow night, Sydney FC against the Central Coast Mariners.